We open our Bibles to Revelation 12, verse 16. We have been focused on this verse for several segments. It says, "The earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon poured out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth," or enraged, "with the woman." That is, he was angry with God's people who are now free. He was angry with what God is doing. He was angry with the truths that had been resurrected after being in hiding for centuries. It says the devil was enraged with the woman, went off to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God. Now, let's address this. He went off to make war. The spotlight of prophetic history is not worldwide. The Bible is not a worldwide history. Salvation is offered to the whole world, but Bible prophecy has a focal point at each time in history. You might say the spotlight of Bible prophecy moves from one place to another. During the time of Daniel, it was in Babylon, then came Persia, then Greece, then Rome, then the Dark Ages, the Church of the Dark Ages, and then America emerges in Bible prophecy. And so the spotlight of Bible prophecy moves from Babylon to Persia to Greece to Rome to Europe and then across the ocean to America. So when it says the devil went off to make war, you see, Bible prophecy is focused on what God is doing to move his principles forward and his people forward, and what the devil is doing to try to stop it. And so today, the focus, the spotlight of Bible prophecy is on America. So when it says the devil was enraged about the earth helping the woman, and he went off, that means he came to America with his war, to focus on those who keep the commandments of God. I want to read a few more quotes from our founders and their view of the Ten Commandments. John Adams said, "The Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount contain my religion." His son, John Quincy Adams, sixth president, says, "The laws of God," speaking of the American people, he said, "they are bound by the laws of God, which they nearly all acknowledge as the rules of their conduct." Truly, at that time, the Judeo-Christian culture was around in America. Samuel Adams says, "The laws of the Creator, they are imprinted by the finger of God in the heart of man." Thomas Jefferson, in his National Prayer, 1805, closed by saying, "Obedience to thy law, we may show forth thy praise among the nations." James Madison said, "We have staked the whole future of American civilization upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God." George Mason said, "The laws of nature are the laws of God, whose authority can be superseded by no power on earth." William McGuffey said, "The Ten Commandments and the teachings of Jesus are not only basic, but plenary." William Penn said, "Those who will not be governed by God will be ruled by tyrants." George Washington said concerning the Ten Commandments, "They are eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained." Noah Webster said, "The moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and law." And so George Washington said, "Religion and morality are indispensable supports." And so on. We could say more. But what does it mean that the devil is enraged and goes off to make war with commandment keepers? Some people just think that that's their particular denomination who focus on importance of all of the Ten Commandments. But it means more than this. This country and its laws were based on biblical principles and God's law. The devil's focus is to destroy Christianity and God's law in this country. You can see it happening today in all of our every level of our education system, in politics, and so on and so forth. I think your imagination can go from here. I don't need to say more. The devil is at war with this country. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.